Improving the health of our community through compassion and excellence in healthcare services, Henry Mayo Newhall Hospital brings you another informational podcast. It's Your Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
If you're like me and you've had children, then sometimes you laugh or sneeze or cough and you pee a little. It happens, and it happens to many women, but some are kind of embarrassed to ask their doctors or healthcare providers about it because they're not sure whether there's anything that can be done. My guest today is Elizabeth Mackis. She's a physical therapist with Henry Mayo Newhall Hospital. Elizabeth, what's the prevalence of pelvic floor disorders? Tell us a little bit about why I sometimes pee when I laugh or cough or sneeze.
Sure. Hello. Yes, I am actually the pelvic health and lymphedema physical therapist, the head one at Henry Mayo Hospital. I can coordinate the program here. And, you know, it is so prevalent in men and women. Today we'll focus on pre and postnatal for women, but obviously we see lots of men here too. And everything that, you know, so much that can happen in the human body just through natural changes in life, especially when you go to have a, you know, you get pregnant, there's all kinds of muscle pains and body pains and joint subluxations and joint stretching and ligament is stretching. And, you know, there's so many things that there's so much physical therapy can do to help you through that, to keep your pelvic floor healthy before delivery and then after delivery, to get it all tight and healthy again. Another common thing we see, I was just down this morning, we have a whole lactation team at Henry Mayo, so I go and talk to their support group sometimes, which is right downstairs, because I'm actually at the, we are at the Henry Mayo Fitness Center, which is awesome, especially for our moms, because we have actually, there is a daycare in our facility for the gym, but it's also for our patients. So our moms love it because their kids can, their younger, their older kids, and even their infants, can, well, their infants can be with them in the room with us because we have private treatment rooms. Actually, we have 11 private treatment rooms. So it's really wonderful. The babies can come. I can help moms figure out how to nurse their baby without hurting their necks and their shoulders and their wrist and all the overuse, you know, how to change the diapers with good body mechanics. Because, you know, we all have this idea of what we feel our pregnancy and labor and delivery should be like, and we prepare as much. Like myself, I did prepare. In a lot of ways, I was already a pelvic health physical therapist, so I was going to have my child at home, which I did. But it was the hardest thing I have ever done in my life. So as much as I prepared, still everything that could go wrong can go wrong. And then it still, I partly got really good at rehabbing pelvic floors because I had to fix my own stuff. And I really wanted to have a healthy pelvic floor long term. And so I developed a lot of my protocols and my programs that I use and that I teach other therapists to do through my own issues. And so everything, like a lot of the women downstairs when I was there today, they're nursing their babies, and that drops your estrogen downstone because you have all these lactation hormones, and God naturally doesn't want you necessarily to be having lots of sex because you need to put all that energy into the baby. So your vagina might even dry. So that makes it a little harder to make love to your husband when your body feels ready. So, you know, just talking to women about natural lubricants, how you can massage the vagina. So sometimes it's a dryness and sometimes it's scar tissue from episiotomies or tears. And then we have a whole different ball game for women who have super pubic scars from C-sections. So there's a lot that we can do to help rehab your abdominal muscles, to help you learn to contract them right, to help you get over the pain that comes along with that faster. I'm also a lymphedema specialist, so I do a lot of manual lymph drainage to help the scar tissue and get the circulation back, because we do have a lot of fit women who are already super healthy. We help them with their diastasis recti because they don't like the fact that their abdominal muscles separated, and they want to know how to get back safely so they can get their healthy bodies back. And yeah, so the incontinence thing, I could talk forever, as you could tell. So if you want to interject, please do.
No, I love it. You're calling in teaching us a lot. Keep going.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's definitely my passion. So the other thing, you know, obviously we help women through all their transitions in life. So when what you're talking about, once we've had kids, the most common thing is, yeah, you just start leaking here, leaking there. And the thing is, it's not acceptable at any age. I help 80-year-olds in diapers, men, women, to get continent again, and so they can get out of the Depends and the large pads. So it is not hopeless, and that's my real frustration sometimes, is by the time I see people, they're like, why didn't someone tell me? So get the word out, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, because you are not alone, I promise. You know, everybody has some kind of pelvic floor dysfunction. And also around here, a lot of stuff that I see is super hyper tight pelvic floors, because, you know, I like to work out a lot too. And you can get too tight and cause nerve entrapment. So we have lots of ways to help you relax your pelvic floor and not trap your nerves. There's lots of things that can go wrong with people's bladders, and you might have, you know, heard of interstitial cystitis, or if you get a lot of bladder infections, or if you have endometriosis, or all these things affect your whole childbearing years, and then, of course, into menopause. So those things we can help with. We can do visceral mobilization to help your adhesions from any kind of abdominal surgeries, also from adhesions from, you know, endometriosis or adenomyosis, all the dysfunctions that women can get or diseases that they can get. It made me think, too, because this week I've had quite a few cosmetic surgeries that kind of had some complications, that's big around here. And so we can help release some scars that aren't, you know, working right, or drain the lymphatic system when things are swelling in the wrong places. Like I had a liposuction patient that, you know, just things didn't quite come out right, and it was so super painful, and the pain didn't go away. So it just took some manual therapy to her abdomen where she had the liposuction to just normalize that and get it feeling good and feeling healthy, and to get the best outcome for the looks that she desired. So, you know, we can, and the beauty around here is we have wonderful doctors, we have wonderful surgeons, we have wonderful nurse practitioners, we have wonderful clinicians that we can all be a team to help patients get as high functioning as they want to get, you know?
I do. And okay. What an explanation. I'm telling you, Elizabeth, I can tell that you are absolutely a great educator. Tell the listeners what you want them to know about pelvic floor physical therapy. We hear about Kegels or Kegels, however you'd like to pronounce them, and we hear about how to do them. But I'm an exercise physiologist, and I've tried to teach people, and they don't always get it. Describe a Kegel for us, and how can we tell we're doing it right?
Sure. Well, and that's, you're exactly right, because I get people that have been doing Kegels their whole life, and I test them, and I usually check them in standing, because that's always very interesting, because, you know, we need our pelvic floors to work best when we're actually walking around in life, when we don't want to be peeing on ourselves, or actually having bowel movements on ourselves. We don't want that. So we need our pelvic floors to function in standing. And that's where I think sometimes people don't realize, if I test a muscle in standing, it gives me more information than lying. Because when you lie down, a lot of times you can actually feel that muscle. But then when you're sitting or standing, you can't. And how I help patients, and also when people stand, I can also tell about prolapses, which really scares a lot of women, and you should be scared of that. So, but you don't have to be if you get treatment. You don't have to go under the knife. You don't have to have surgery if you start treating these things early. And even if someone's already told you, oh, you're so prolapsed, you've got to have surgery, well, still come to physical therapy first. We have super high-powered ways to get your Kegels really strong when you might even have nerve damage or you're prolapsed. And we do it with internal electrical stimulation. And that way, we can make sure your tissues are as healthy as possible before you go into surgery. Problem is, people hear about Kegels, they go online, they Google it. but you don't really know till someone touches you there while you're doing it. And also, if you've had complete nerve damage, either through delivery, something happened, or the baby was sitting on the nerve so long, you know, and then you tore pretty deep, those are peripheral nerves. They will generally regenerate, but it takes a centimeter a month, so it takes a long time. It takes a lot of perseverance, and I would rather hyper speed that up with internal electrical stim. But that explains why some women, they'll when they try to do a Kegel, they see it and they're like, "I don't feel it," and that's okay. Don't panic. Just come get help, because you will eventually feel it. But the way I have women learn how to feel it is I have them do. Usually I'll do the diaphragmatic breathing, which is where you breathe into your belly and let your belly button expand. And then I have them exhale kind of hard to really find their transverse abdominal muscles and their obliques so that they create this wall to their abdominal, which protects their back. And also neurologically, your abdominal muscles are connected to your pelvic floor. And if you can't even feel your pelvic floor, if you learn how to contract your abdominals correctly, then that pelvic floor will start to work. So when you do a deep breath in and you exhale hard, you can squeeze your Kegel muscle, your vaginal muscle up at the same time, so you feel it like a lift, like you're lifting an elevator inside you. Another good way to help people find it, if they can't find it that way, is just to help remember, just squeeze the muscle that you squeeze to hold back gas, because that'll help the anal sphincter to fire, and then you'll get carryover to the rest of the pelvic floor, because it's a whole bunch of muscles and that are form this big sling, but they all kind of are in the same nervous system. So if you can get one going, it'll carry over to get the other. So you can start with that anal sphincter, squeeze it tight, act like you're holding back gas, and that'll help you start finding that muscle.
What a description. Really, you are great, Elizabeth. How much fun are you? And I'm sure that your patients appreciate your passion. If you could give us one best piece of advice about pre and postnatal urinary leakage, incontinence, that little bit that sometimes sneaks out when you laugh or cough, what would you like to tell them about pelvic floor physical therapy and why it's so important to come see somebody when you're looking for help?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I think the important thing is to communicate with your doctor, because patients, when they go to the doctor, they tend to forget. And I find especially with new moms or pregnant moms, if they're, you know, they're so worried about so many things. They have either a baby inside them, they're all worried they're going to mess up or do something wrong. And, you know, we all know way too much right now. Instead of just enjoying that time of the baby growing, sometimes I think we know too much. But knowledge is power, but don't fear things. So tell your doctor. Don't fear telling your doctor because you're afraid that something's wrong or, you know, just say, hey, you know what? I don't feel right. I'm kind of peeing on myself, or I'm getting a lot of bladder urgency and frequency, because sometimes that is normal with just the weight of a baby. But sometimes because the baby's sitting on a nerve the wrong way, there might be things that we can do to help that. And then after the delivery, you know, tell your doctor what's going on. Say, oh my God, I felt this thing coming out of my vagina. Tell your doctor and say, you know, and I know there's help, so please give me a referral, because I'm not going to accept this for my body. You have to be your biggest defender. And again, we have wonderful doctors in this community, wonderful nurse practitioners that will be so on board to helping you to better your body and your health. So just let them know that you want to get a referral. They have to give you a referral to come to Henry Mayo. And I have a whole team of therapists who are excellent. And just the sooner the better. Don't wait. And again, like I said, bring your baby. We have private rooms. That way you don't have to wait. It's so overwhelming because you're so worried about your newborn. And then if you have other kids in the house, life is crazy. I remember I had an adopted one when I had my first. So it is a crazy time, but your health is so important for you to be able to take care of your children and your husband and your family and your jobs like we all do. You want to be able to get back to work without worrying about peeing on yourself.
So. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. It's true. We have to put our own masks on before we can put the masks on of our loved ones. And yes, you are right on target. We take care of everybody, and we need to take care of ourselves. Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to It's Your Health Radio with Henry Mayo, Newhall Hospital. For more information, please visit henrymayo.com. That's henrymayo.com. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for tuning in.